I thought the scariest part of The Shining was the font.
It's Flicks and That with Steve Newell.
Steve.
Afternoon. How are you going?
Welcome aboard, mate. How's it going? I've got John out in the CD library. He's checking his phone as per. Got Caitlin to my left. You know the layout of 95BFM. Whereabouts are you?
You painted me a beautiful picture. I'm sitting at my temporary home office in my living room.
Okay.
Where I've liberated some computer supplies from the office and, just sitting here in my Warriors shorts, knocking out some work.
Yeah, go the Warriors, eh? Are you in one of those flats where it's basically like an open plan office now? Everyone's kind of...
It's pretty quiet here, actually.
Okay.
It's good. Big house. We lost a couple of flatmates who went to spend time with their fams.
Nice.
Just as things were accelerating.
You could make that call, yeah.
But basically, it's good because I've sort of got free rein, which has meant that from a viewing point of view, I've been able to like crank the volume up,
yes.
And just not have to really think about anyone else's whims at all except mine.
Brilliant. What's the agenda? What have you just been ripping through movies, sort of making up for lost time, or what's your angle?
Not ripping through, but definitely I've noticed my viewing's changed a little bit. I think. I'm keen to hear how you feel about this as well, but I kind of feel like my time is a little bit less urgently dictated by things right now.
Correct. Yeah, it's all over the place. You can bust out a movie sort of whenever you like. I've been ripping through them personally. Been watching a few.
Well, that's very good. I mean, I had a really uncharacteristic Saturday night where I watched this great Gene Hackman thriller from 1975 called Night Moves, which is a really kind of like... For the time, it was a neo-noir. It's not so neo anymore. Obviously.
Night Moves?
But that's Night Moves, yep. Okay. It's a really good one. It's a bit of a hard-boiled detective pick. Stone Cold classic that I've been meaning to have a rewatch of for a really long time.
Mm.
And then I watched an Anna Faris stoner comedy from the early 2000s, which was not amazing. But okay. I kind of felt like...
Did the gags hold up?
It was a good Saturday night.
Yeah, right on. I watched. Are we doing like tit for tat here?
Yeah. Let's go. Tit for tat.
I watched a movie called Krisha. It's about this like older lady who has sort of some issues, and she goes.
Please don't say too much about this one because this is actually in my to watch very soon.
Okay, no, I wasn't going to say too much. The best thing about this movie is the score is very, very the music or the sound is fantastic. It builds a lot of tension. But yeah, interesting movie, deals with a lot of things sort of head on. I thought it was really good. It's not good to watch if you're already anxious though. But I kind of enjoy that sort of stuff.
Yeah, I mean, look. Let's hear your other pick.
Okay, moving on.
We'll debate some tones and feelings.
Fair enough. I actually went back and watched. I hadn't really watched it properly. Life in a Day, fucking mint.
So, I'm drawing a blank on that.
It's a film where like this dude did a shout out to everybody to just do a little clip of themselves, and it's like edited together like a human day, and it just goes through. It's really hard to explain. It's just like heaps of little clips of people just doing whack shit throughout like the span of a day, basically. But it's a great insight to sort of humanity, and it was kind of quite heavy for me at the time. I was like, in this time especially.
Yeah, look, I think there's definitely some contemporary vibes are impacting what makes sense to view. For some people, like we put up, I wrote a list of like. 20 great horrors that are streaming now for the site, thinking that some of them are kind of topical and deal with claustrophobia and pandemic panic, and others are just kind of a bit lighthearted. But then popping that on Facebook, some of the reaction was just like, "Oh, we don't need any more horror in the world right now, thanks."
Mm. Right.
And it was just interesting how people respond to the present circumstances differently. Like I kind of find that most genres are escapism in some way,
right?
But sometimes you want to. Sometimes you want to deal with your anxious or your unhappy mood by, feeding it with something you're watching.
Other times,
you want to just disentangle from that completely.
If you want to feel good about humanity, watch Life in a Day. It is very beautiful in heaps of different ways. It's quite a heavy film considering it's made by just regular people in a sense and edited together by somebody. John, have you got a couple?
Ozark. New season of Ozark, Steve?
Yes, I'm meaning to jump into that one. So
it's fantastic.
Maybe this time next
spoiler
week.
Alert.
I'll be,
spoiler alert! Featuring
I
a track
haven't
from
finished
Arthur Abbeyes.
Season 3. That's true, Big Hungry. I'm about 7 episodes in, and I'm just like, man, I love this show. Wish there was more stuff of that quality on Netflix.
Speaking of Netflix, a whole batch of new titles have just arrived today, and I'm not sure whether they've kind of doubled down on making sure there's some bushy content to watch. But if you've got some, if you've got some of the following classics, the things that you either haven't seen or are due for a rewatch, just as of today, Superbad's up, Catch Me If You Can, the fantastic Leonardo DiCaprio.
Yeah, that's great.
Starring film. Friday and Next Friday, if you want to sort of do a hot
Friday
double feature.
Rules, man. The soundtrack of Friday
Friday's
as well.
Really good.
Masterpiece.
And Black Klansman's up in a few days' time, which is really good. The show that I'm quite curious about, I'm quite a fan of a good competitive cooking show. so, like, Top Chef is one of my faves.
Don't say that little kid one. Not the little kid one, eh?
No, I like watching people who are good at what they do competing with other people who are good at what they do.
Okay.
but coming to Netflix on the hilarious date of the 20th of April, which makes more sense if you're American, is a show called Cooked with Cannabis, which I'm sure we're going to discuss at length in a couple of weeks' time. It's a competitive cooking show which see Chef Vice for the favor of judges and special guests with, quote, their artful use of leafy herb, THC infusions, and CBD sauces. Mm. And it's hosted by Khalees.
So, yes.
I think there's enough to get me interested in checking this thing out pretty soon.
Strong. Actually, just on cooking shows, I recommend everybody check out Lizaki, this radical sort of she cooks in like ancient Chinese sort of ways and does all sorts of rad stuff. Just looks like she's some kind of superwoman, basically, but it's shot fantastically with a lot of great microphone technique.
Here's a question while we're in this lockdown period. So if there's certain types of films you're not going to watch because they're a bit too close to the bone or your anxiety's up,
right.
do you feel like a cooking show is like fills a gap that you don't have because of your potentially restricted pantry supplies?
Well, it's
or is it a way to vicariously enjoy people making a good feed?
It's more of a fact that everyone's got to do a bit of cooking at the moment, hard out. Like, you got to get inventive now if you want your snacks. So I think it's necessary for sure.
All right, let's pick up some tips and see if we can apply them to that show starting on the 20th of April.
Right on. I actually just want to also say I watched Human. It's called Human. Did you know that? Have you watched that? It's just like close-ups of people getting asked different things from all around the world.
This sounds buzzy and
it's great.
Once again, sort of aligns with where we're at right now.
Really powerful. They're both on YouTube. Humans on YouTube and So's Life in a Day. So you can go ahead and just watch those if you like. There you go. Don't need Netflix for fucking everything, guys. Okay.
Yeah, it's true. Actually, it's true. go to humble YouTube.
Sorry, Netflix, if you're listening.
Sorry to anyone who has to watch a dubiously loaded YouTube clip that's on the wrong aspect ratios and has strange cropping going on so they don't get caught by the robots.
We should also say, I think all of us up here have finished watching Tiger King. Thoroughly enjoyable. A little bit, obviously,
cooked in America.
Sad, yeah. In a sense, but crazy story. Absolutely crazy.
Really, yeah. I mean, try and find one person in there who doesn't come off looking like a bit of a grotesque human. But if you can get past that, you know, there's plenty to enjoy.
It's pretty hard to put down once you pick it up. You can blast through that in a day. If you
another show that I haven't seen a date for this yet, but I know that it is playing on Amazon Prime in the US, hopefully it's not too far away, which I'm keen to check out, is called 000, which is a drama show which follows one shipment of cocaine from its origin to the other side of the world via like boat smuggling and that. And it's, let's just keep our radar up to see if that one arrives.
Sorry, is that a documentary or...?
No, it's a drama. It's a drama. So it starts with the growing and the production.
Yes.
And into one of many drug deals, moving it from person, you know, from organisation.
That would be
to
a grunty documentary, though. Imagine trying to actually film that.
There's all those Nat Geo sort of semi docos, just with a really heavy voiceover.
These motherfuckers don't know what they're doing. Steve, look, mate, it's always a pleasure. What are you going to watch tonight?
Tonight I'm going to watch the first episode of Tim Heidecker and Eric Wareheim's new sitcom called Beef House.
Okay.
And we'll, I've made what seems to be like a semi-traditionally formatted sitcom, but I'm sure because it's Tim and Eric, is not that at all.
It'll be fully full tilt and then, cooked, probably.
And then I think I'm tossing up between either kind of rolling the Adam Sandler fandom of Uncut Gems into watching Punch Drunk Love again tonight.
Oh, yeah.
Or just being just something a bit more adult-oriented, watching Jane Campion's semi-erotic thriller In the Cut. So, look, it's that, you know, it's nice not having anything new breathing down my neck, and I just get to go, what do I feel like?
Right on, right on. Hey, we better go, mate. Caitlin gets really pissed off if we're late for the news, though. She's quite...
See you guys next week.
Thanks, bro.
See ya.
Real auteurs use star wipes.
That was Flicks and That on 95BFM.